Welcome back, my friend, Chef and a Fat Man, live from Le Cordon Green. We have a great group here today. Big Bad Bob, the engineer, is in the house. Karen the Beast, the former engineer extraordinaire, helping out. We got Chris. Chris is fun. Now, this is a guy, you got to love Chris. Chris is a guy who literally gave up his Saturday afternoon. He could be watching football, one of the greatest weekends in decades of college football. He gave it up to be here at Le Cordon Green. I think Chris is very special. And he also has a brother-in-law with a fishing boat in Mexico Beach, Florida.
That's what this buttering up is.
Yeah.
Well, moving right along.
Make no doubt about this, Chris. This is coming back.
How perish the thought that I like to deep sea fish and can't afford it. You know, that perish
and
the thought, Jeff
Eric.
I'll tell you what, he'll say, listen, I'll take you out for gas. No. Anyway, we've got the lovely Sarah Bryson.
Huh? What?
Not hot air, gas.
Oh, well.
But anyway, the lovely Sarah Bryson is in the house. She works with Janice. She works for Janice at Southern Sailings. She is here, and the last name, Bryson. I'll bet you can't figure out what relationship she is to Franny.
Actually, her last name is different than mine.
Franny, this ain't television. They don't care. Thank you very much for throwing me under the bus, Chef number two.
It's okay. She actually wants to change her name, so that's a pretty awesome thing for her dad.
Well, that is cool. I mean,
her stepdad.
Yeah.
Stepped in to be the father. Her.
Well, I forgot this is picking, so we're getting into the whole family tree thing and the splitting.
He's from North Carolina.
That's all. It scares me even more.
I actually had to go across the state line and get somebody I wasn't married to get to marry.
Well, here
somebody
we are.
Somebody to get married.
This is Chef and a Fat Man / Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sarah is in the house. God forbid I screw up the last name. Anyway, and of course, we have the grand dame of the Caribbean. It is our own Janice Brockmeyer's here, and she will be talking with us a little bit later on about the incredible cruise, because her and Franny just got off the cruise. And Janice was very nice to tell me that after she got back and I texted her, I said, why didn't Chef Eric and I get invited? She goes, you didn't get the invitation? I said, no. And she goes, good, I didn't send one. But anyway, but she will be here to tell us a little bit about the exciting cruise that's coming up. And that's an exciting cruise, maybe in more ways than one. And, you know, I got to tell you, today in honor, it just so happens that today is National Cake Day.
Awesome.
Now, who better to have in the kitchen right next to Chef Eric than the queen of the cake? She is the king of pie. And she is just an all-around.
She changed genders.
I've checked the plumbing. We haven't had a problem.
All right, Chef the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, live at Le Cordon Green. And as long as the FCC doesn't hear this, we should be fine. But anyway, Chef Eric, have you given me the signal yet?
There it is.
Yes. Okay. Gee, Chef Eric. I am such a, you're such a fan of mine that you even, what are you doing to your apron?
Cleaning off my hands.
Obviously, it's not your apron.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's why you're doing it. Imagine, if you will, Chef Eric, with a black apron on, he's working with dough, and who has more dough in this place than Chef Eric? Probably nobody. Bob is hoping he's going to share a little more of his dough with him, but that's another story. I'm trying to cause hate and disconnect between boss and employee.
You do that very well.
Thank you. But anyway, he took his hands after getting all his flour and wipes it all over his apron. And I knew right then and there it wasn't his apron. But anyway, Chef Eric, what are you doing?
I am making this garbage bread roll-up, which is pizza dough, and I took fresh pizza dough bags from Publix, and they do a pretty good job with that dough. So I mushed them together and worked them together enough to actually bring them into one dough, and then rolled it out to be about 14 by 19 or so.
And so it's rectangular.
Rectangular, correct.
And you're looking at what, about a quarter inch thick, maybe a little more?
It's at most a quarter inch. On the edges, it's probably going to be a little bit more. On the inside, it should be right around an eighth of an inch to a quarter of an inch. Because we're going to roll this up kind of like a jelly roll. So what I've done is I've taken two sets of cheese, two cups each, so four cups total. One is a white cheddar. One's a sharp cheddar. And those are already shredded up. Now I'm going to take some tater tots. Now, these tater tots I've already baked off on the Big Green Egg, or actually Chris did, which I appreciate.
Yeah, thank you. Let's give the man his credit. You know, he is giving up his football Saturday to work slavishly for you and Francine.
Now, the fun part about this, and this is great to do with kids, is that they get to take the tater tots and sort of smash them up as they put them on the cheese. Now, the cheese we've laid down with about a one-inch border all the way around the edge of the pizza dough, except on the final edge where it's going to roll up, I've got a little bit more than an inch there so that as the ingredients scoot out, I'll be able to cover it up.
Out.
Yeah. So, we take the tater tots that we've cooked, except for that one that Amanda's going to eat.
And Janice is going to eat.
And Janice is going to eat.
Yeah, and Bob would have, but he wiped out the carcass that you gave him.
Okay. So then we'll take, this is a fun thing, like I said, fun thing to do with the kids, and plus it gives you all the essential breakfast components, right?
Now, could you exchange the tater tots with like good stuffing or good dressing to make it kind of like an afternoon snack or an evening snack or a party snack or something?
You could, I suppose.
That means he doesn't like the idea, but...
Yeah, no. You could. I just... The reason I like the tater tots is that, it's hash browns, basically. That's what tater tots are.
Who doesn't like hash browns?
That blonde?
You ever been to Waffle House?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't think so.
Never.
I'll tell you what, sometime when we're on the road, I'll take you.
Yeah, right.
Take him slumming.
I'll tell you what, I love Waffle House. That is just a genius thing that they've created over there.
And when in dire need, you will go to Huddle House?
And the fact that they can communicate 5,000 different dishes, basically, with nothing but a condiment square and a piece of
cheese. Can you imagine working
that
line? Yeah, those guys are amazing. And another thing, too, that's interesting is they really do, they consistently get the order right, which, that's just.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress.
Now we're also taking, all right, so now I spread on it a pound of sage sausage that I've browned and about 10 strips of bacon, which have also been browned. Now, I'm taking hard-boiled eggs, and actually, if you're doing this at home, I would suggest you actually use mid-boiled, not hard-boiled, because they'll be solid enough to cut, but they'll still keep a little bit of the yolk intact. And cut one more, so I'm going to use about 3 eggs total.
Now I
and
see
I'm cutting
this
these down the center, so I've got 4 little wedges that all have a little bit of yolk on them.
I know you and Stuffy, Chef Franny, are the kind of people that have great disdain for anything packed and pre-done. So how do you do your eggs? I mean, do you start with the cold water and go hot, or do you submerge?
I start with cold water. So for this, I would take 4 eggs, bring it up from cold up to boil, set it aside for 6 minutes. Shut it down and set it aside. And that should be a good mid-boiled egg.
I was just asking because, there are people that are gauche when it comes to cooking, and they will actually go out. They actually have packages of hard-boiled eggs that you can buy at the store. And, I find the whole thought distasteful, and I know no one would ever serve that. But there are people that do that. And yes.
There are people that do that.
Yeah, and if I ever found one, I would call them out on it.
You probably would.
Yes. And that same person, hey, listen, throw me under the bus like you guys have done. I will not say who might do that. But anyway.
No, we're going to add one last little thing.
Yes.
We're going to add some hatch chilies on here.
Ooh, hatch chilies.
Just sort of spread them throughout.
Okay, now he has my attention.
Yes, well.
Yeah, we want to give it a little bit of a kick, you know.
I think I saw this on a Tasty video.
You did. This is a spin on a little internet video.
Have you seen the stuffed egg rolls?
Yes, I have.
This means less than 30 seconds.
All right, so now we're going to roll this up like a jelly roll, seal off the ends, brush it with egg white, and bake it off on the Big Green Egg for probably about 40 minutes.
And they're going to leave me 9 seconds to do the outro.
Yes,
and that's it, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man at Le Cordon Green, live from Doraville, taking it to the streets just for you, baby.